sure these words are familiar. But yet this evening, I think they are so prophetic of the day in which we live. And I want to share just a few thoughts with you tonight. May we pray. Our Lord, tonight we thank you that we have the great privilege of coming to you in prayer. And tonight as we approach thy throne in the name of thy dear Son, we come tonight, Lord, needing thy help. And Lord, tonight as I look around our society and the world in which we live, Lord, tonight I know how desperately wicked we really are. And Father, tonight as we hear tonight, look into your word, and as you speak to our hearts, we pray tonight that we'll gain a great understanding of you and a greater love for your Son. We ask you now that you use thy servant and you give us tonight the unction of the Holy Spirit. Do that for us which only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said, I'm sure this, especially the opening verses and the opening words of this psalm, is very familiar to probably everyone here, because it says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." And this is not so much tonight a sermon as, in some sense, that it is tonight a grave concern and burden of my heart. We live tonight in a world, we live tonight in a nation of fools. I hate to say that, but tonight we live in a time and a generation when we're being governed, when we're being tonight given laws by fools. This past week in the Baptist Record, the editor wrote an article called "A Choice Too Far." I read that article and I stepped back and I thought, who is such a fool? If you haven't read it, I want to just give you the gist of it. I'm not going to read the entire article, but I want you to listen carefully to what has happened in our world, in our society, in our time, in our country. "Pity the poor children of California. At least the 6.2 million public school students in that mixed-up state. Radical leftist Governor Jerry Brown on Monday of this week signed into law a bill passed by the radical leftist California legislature that allows first graders to use bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers of the gender they choose, and mandates that school administrators accommodate them." You read it right, even though you probably can't believe you read it. School children in California, beginning in the first grade and continuing through their high school years, can now declare their gender regardless of reality, and avail themselves of that gender's facilities at any public school in the state. This literally means that a six-year-old child, while seeking to relieve himself, herself in a California public school, can encounter a much older student or adult of the opposite sex alone in an unmonitored restroom. The same is true when the six-year-old child is changing clothes in the school locker room or showering after gym class. In California today, the child has no right to privacy or even a reasonable expectation that he, she will be able to practice modesty with regards to his most personal moments. However, anyone of the opposite gender can claim their right to be in the same room with the child by simply declaring themselves male or female. It's time to ensure that transgender people and anyone who might be more masculine or feminine than our outdated notions of gender would allow can use a restroom just like anyone else, Ruth Matson Davis, executive director of the Transgender Law Center in Oakland, California, in a June 24th item on HuffingtonPost.com. After Brown signed the school legislation earlier this week, Davis said in a press release, "Now every transgender student in California will be able to get up in the morning knowing that when they go to school as their authentic self, they will have the same access at success as most of their classmates." And I'm not going to read, I'm going to read one other little paragraph. It said, "At least one adult male at school often parades totally naked around the woman's locker rooms under the pretense of being transgender." And I said, we're living in a nation of fools tonight. We're being governed by fools. I don't know about you, but I'd probably get a little stirred up if I lived in California tonight. And I doubt very seriously if I'd allow my girls to go into a bathroom where naked boys were. We might have a fight. But that's the kind of nation tonight that we're living in. The psalmist said here in our psalm tonight, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." You see tonight, somebody comes along and says, how could anyone get to this point? How could we conceive of such a horrible idea? How tonight can the human mind even contrive tonight to pass such a legislation? How can anybody with intelligence tonight bear tonight to allow this kind of thing to go on? How can school administrators agree to this? How can parents not rise up in opposition and charge the Sacramento tonight in rebellion against such an outlaw? Well, let me tell you very simply tonight, it begins here in Psalm chapter 14. Everything tonight and all that we're seeing in our world this evening, from the perversion tonight that we're witnessing and to same-sex marriages, to this horrible law that has been passed in California, to all of the other wicked and evil things we're seeing going on in our society, begins very simply in the human heart when people begin to say there is no God. The psalmist here in our psalm tonight gives 12 characteristics of a fool tonight, and he begins with "there is no God." That's where it all begins tonight. The Bible begins with a very simple pretense, "in the beginning God." I've heard, and I used to have a friend, or I still have a friend, and he, I don't know if he continues to do so, but he used to engage in debates with some of these people tonight about the existence of God. And I said, the Bible never argues the existence of God. It simply states it, and by faith we accept it this evening. I'm not smart enough tonight to argue with scientists and all of these other people that have this scientific knowledge. I simply by faith believe tonight in the beginning God. By faith tonight I accept what He tells us in His Word. And when a society tonight begins on a downhill crawl tonight and begins to say there is no God, then it begins tonight to spiral downward into all kind of sinful practices this evening. The psalmist here said there is no God. And then he said they are corrupt. They live corrupt lives. Their lives are corrupted. They stink, would be a good way to put it tonight, to be very simply tonight. That's what corruption means. When our bodies die, they corrupt, and we have a corruptible body. It deteriorates and decays and eventually dies. These people are living corrupt lives tonight. They're living lives tonight that are corrupt in the eyes of God. Tonight is not tonight a standard that I set forth, but it's the standard that God set forth. When the Bible says a man is a fool tonight, it has three different words in the Hebrew language for fool tonight, and one of them has to do with an individual who is dull of understanding. But the word that's used here tonight is a word tonight that literally means this evening wicked and vile. It really means a person tonight who rejects God's truth. And when a person begins to reject the truth of God tonight, and they reject God tonight, and that individual may have intelligence, they may have college degrees, they may tonight possess all kinds of awards and diplomas this evening, but the Bible said when they reject God, you're a fool. And so when they begin to reject God, no matter their social standing in the community, they become corrupt and they live a corrupt life. They live a life tonight that's not fitted to the standard that God has set forth. Our nation stinks this evening. There's a stench in the nostrils of God because we commit abominable things tonight. This past week when I was carrying my kids home from school one evening, someone had run over a skunk. I don't know if you've ever been in a school bus with 40 kids when it's been 108 degrees. And then you go through where a skunk's been killed. Boy, it stinks. You know it before you get there. You know it after you pass by. And I thought, boy, we must really stink in God's sight. There's a skunk been killed in our country tonight. And God tonight is smelling the skunk. They're corrupt. They live corrupt lives. Their lives are not lined up with God's word. They have done abominable works. They do vile things. Isn't it amazing tonight? We live in a nation tonight that does the vilest things that I can ever imagine. I cannot imagine tonight growing up in this society. I'm going to be fair with you. I wasn't always as good as I am now. And neither were you. I screamed down a lot of empty hollers. And some of this stuff been going on when I was growing up. I don't know where I'd have been. I'll be fair with you this evening. And I feel for my grandchildren. I fear for these girls tonight. And I fear for their mothers and dads as they're raising them in the society in which we live because of the vile things that are going on tonight around us. And we lift them up and praise them this evening. We think, boy, what great things they're doing. I thought the other day the best, the most watched television show in history, as far as I can determine tonight, is American Idol. What are we lifting up? People who can be an idol. I know nothing about some of these shows. I come across one of them one night and I looked and I saw this particular woman on there and I said, who in the Lord is that? And of course somebody told me and I said, well, who is she? And she was some kind of movie superstar. She looked like out of a Frankenstein movie. Listen to me tonight. They do vile things. They're a fool. They've rejected God. Now they go into corruption. They have done tonight abominable things. They're doing vile and vicious acts this evening. They have no understanding in verse 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God, and they're all gone aside. They're without understanding tonight. Isn't it amazing? I know I'm not the brightest color in the box, but I'm not the dullest either. Okay? And I read all of these things that are going on in our nation and all the solutions that we're trying to figure out what to do. And I hate to have to say things tonight, but sometimes I have to say them to make sure people understand what I'm saying. We're in a nation tonight that is plagued with teenage pregnancies. And we're trying to find the solution. Duh. What causes it? Stop it. Solution. Solved. No understanding. Well, we need to do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do all of these programs, and we'll spend these trillions of dollars. Duh. And it still goes on. We have the AIDS epidemic. We know what causes it. Duh. Stop it. I mean, learn without understanding. Isn't it amazing how simple some things really are? I've thought about when I see, we're talking about all the money we spend in this nation. And I thought about the other day, I saw something similar to this. It wasn't exactly this, but one day a guy was driving down the road and he saw a man digging a hole. He digged a hole and another man jumped out of the pickup and run over and take the shovel and he'd fill it up. And they'd drive a little further down the road and guy jump out and dig a hole. And other guy jump out and fill it up. He finally couldn't stand it any longer. He said, stop. And he said, whoa. He said, what are y'all doing? And the guy said, well, we're a three-man crew. Said, we plant trees. And he said, the guy that puts a tree in a hole is not here today, so all we can do is dig the hole and fill it up. Without understanding, folks. Were there any that did understand and seek God? We ignore God and never seek Him. We ignore God and never seek Him. I read the other day that 84% of American people said they believe in God. 11% go to church. You figure that out. I'm not going there. You come. Thank you. Not fussing at you. I'm just telling you tonight where we're at. People don't seek God. To be fair with you, the only time I see a lot of people seek God is when something bad happens. They do not do good. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now, I know Paul quotes this in Romans. I know his point there. And goodness will never get us to heaven. But Paul said we live in perilous times. That's what the last days would be. One of that tonight is because of we're governed by a nation of fools. Verse 4 says, they never learn because of their ignorance. Have all the workers of iniquity have no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord. They live in ignorance of God. They seek not after God. And they seek to devour God's people. Same state of California in which passed this crazy law, and I'm going to share something else with you before I quit, but seeks tonight to outlaw assemblies of church-going people in many areas of that nation or that state tonight. They're seeking to devour God's people. They'll be passing laws before long, and it's not going to take very long that as state after state begins to adopt this same-sex thing, and I'll make a prediction. I don't know if Mississippi will ever pass it, but one of these days we'll be placed under federal control and be forced to either rebel and succeed or to tonight accept it and recognize it. Then they'll come in and say, you and Brother Jim got to marry him. I'm not going to do it, and I don't think Brother Jim is either. But that's where they're headed tonight, and that's what they want to do. You see, they want to devour God's people. They want to do away with everything that's concerning God and the Word of God. They don't care if we meet tonight. They don't care if we talk about positive living and prosperity and health and wealth and live a good life and all of this other stuff. Just don't talk about morality. Don't talk tonight about standards according to God's Word. Don't talk about sin and hell and damnation. Don't talk and preach about the blood. And tonight, most of all, never say that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. They're seeking tonight to devour God's people. They never pray. As I said in the beginning, we're being governed by a body of fools. The Holy Spirit is holding them back at this moment. How much longer he'll hold them back, I don't know, because Jesus is coming. I want to give you a couple other things, and then I'll be through this evening. In the Baptist record, it ended with this. He said, think cases like this can't happen here in Mississippi. The proverbial buckle of the Bible Belt. Think again. I didn't even know this existed. The Mississippi Transgender Alliance opens its website with this greeting. Welcome to Mississippi Transgender Alliance. Be you transsexual, transvestite, drag queen, or crossdresser, male to female or female to male, we offer a place for understanding and support. No need to be alone any longer. What do you think they'd be lobbying for? You know what that means. We don't have to travel across the country to be a witness tonight to see what's taking place. I thought this morning when we got ready to leave church, and we have a sinkhole in the parking lot. Macy liked to sunk in. Down in Florida here recently, what there have been at least three reported cases, I think, and just recently a resort had to close and be evacuated because it began to sink in the ground. I thought about over in the Old Testament when God's authority was challenged by Korah and his band, and God opened up the earth and swallowed them whole. I wonder tonight if God might be speaking to us tonight, folks. Somebody come along and say, that's harsh. God sometimes sends us warnings before he sends the final destruction, and sometimes we need to listen. And we say, well, that's in California. Well, it's headed this way, as everything else is tonight. We need to be aware of what's going on in our world. And we need to be careful tonight and understand the only thing that will ever halt this is the power of God. I ask you to be in prayer tonight for those that are in this mess, in that state. I ask you to be in prayer for our state and our children, for children across this world. Somebody said tonight that as we look around our society, the ones they want, the children. That's who they're after. That's whom they desire. That's why the state is stepping in so many instances and so many places tonight and making children wards of the state so they cannot be taught God's word. Hear about the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but be tonight indoctrinated by these doctrines that come forth out of hell tonight. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. All of this begins tonight when people begin to say there is no God. This nation tonight is in dire circumstances. It's headed for destruction. And the great positive that I can tell you will come out of this tonight is hallelujah, Jesus is coming. Let us be ready for the Lord to return this evening. As I said, I just simply wanted to share the burden of my heart tonight because it so burdens my heart when I see these things taking place and we become so indoctrinated to them that we accept them without resistance. Sometimes we need to rebel. All right, I do appreciate you coming tonight. You'll stand together with me and Bruce, if you and Barbara come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. Take this very simple thought tonight and use it in our hearts and lives. Keep us aware tonight of your saving power and grace. Use us tonight as your lights to shine into this world of darkness. And let us go forth tonight and show forth the power of Jesus Christ and his ability to transform lives and save souls and redeem us for eternity. In his name we pray.